Have a guest joining us in studio this morning. Laura Canning is in with us this morning. She's the naturalist with the Cass County Conservation Board. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. This has got to be a really fun time of the year for somebody who does what you do.
Yeah, it's actually surprisingly busy. People think we slow down going into winter, but we really don't.
Oh, no. This is a great time to be outdoors.
Yes.
For a lot of reasons. But yeah. The trumpeter swans are not too far away from coming back again. Boy, they've been making this a regular stop for a long time now.
Yes. 17 winters. We've been keeping track, at least, out of those 17. This will be the 16th winter that they're going to be here. So we are doing our trumpeter swan contest again. And if you're not familiar with our trumpeter swan contest is, we want you to predict the date that they're going to come back and be officially at Lake Four at the quarry. And so you get to pick a date from, we have people pick into October and also into January or into November, December as well. And so you pick a date and no one gets to pick the same date. So once you have that date, that one's yours. And you have to be a Cass County resident, and the winner will get a 8x10 print of a trumpeter swan. And you have only until November 11th to get your date in.
I see last year they were here a long time.
Yes, they were here early and they stayed late. We still had about a family of seven to nine of them stay in March. Probably about March 15th, we thought they were going to kind of head out. And nope, that family of seven to nine of them stayed all the way till April 7th. So, yeah.
Why do you think they decided to stop here? They're creatures of habit. Why do you think they decided to stop here in the first place?
They're creatures of habit. And then the first time, it was discovered is that we don't really freeze over. Lake Four, and when we talk about the Shulbrook Quarry Complex, there are four lakes, and Lake Four is the one closest to Highway 83. And so if you drive back on Buck Creek Road, there's the rest of the other three lakes. So Lake Four is the deepest. Lake Three will stay open. A lot of times that one stays open past Thanksgiving. But Lake Four is the deepest. So besides that, they're also, following the Missouri River, but there's also in Council Bluffs the nuclear power plant. Mm-hmm. That keeps some open water on the Missouri River. They think that they also go there. There's a lot of times if we ice over, that's where they end up, is over there. They don't go very far, and then they end up back here a lot of times. So it's just that open water that they're looking for that they have to have. Last year, we had weird snow events. So we would have no snow, and then we would have some. And so they were going out into the fields. The availability of the fields right there as well to get their grain really helped out. We actually didn't feed them very much as other years in years past.
The open water provides them with what?
That, of course, they're drinking water, but they have to bathe almost daily, and so they need to be able to bathe. Same way with the Canada geese, and people ask about all the Canada geese out there, and they get along, but it actually helps the lake stay open, that many Canada geese, plus the trumpeter swans.
Just keeping the water moving all the time?
Yep. They'll sleep on the ice, and then the ice won't form.
Oh, excellent. All right. Well, very good. So if folks want to get their entries in, just call?
Yes. Yep. Just call 769-2372 is our office number. Leave a message, and we'll only call you back if that date was picked already and you have to pick a new date. Just leave your name and phone number at 769-2372.
Excellent opportunity to have the trumpeter swans. They don't land everywhere, so take advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah, and they do have to, and people ask, the specific rules, there has to be more than one trumpeter swan, and they have to stay for more than 24 hours. And so they can't just kind of visit and hang out and then leave. That does happen. So that's our rule.
Have to have a trumpeter swan party.
Yes, there has to be kind of a party.
Very good. Well, this time of the year, nobody sees the county the way folks in your position see the county. And this time of the year, obviously, is a very beautiful time of the year. Comfortable temperatures a lot of times, the beautiful fall colors that we have. The opportunities are endless to see things out there right now. Give us some pointers. Where are some of the better spots that you know of in the county?
The fall colors should be peaking next week. And if you've noticed, the the reds and the yellows are happening right now, and they're actually falling fast. So if you really like those colors, get out now. The reason why we see sometimes some years don't see the red is because we haven't had that freezing killing frost yet. And so because we haven't had that, we're seeing the red. And so it's great right now. It's going to be peaking soon. Of course, popular spot that probably a lot of people know about is Lake Anita. You can go in and drive through Lake Anita. Since we have a lot of parks and we end up traveling around a lot during our hours and our shift, a couple favorite roads I'll tell you of mine, at least, that are going to at least give you some decent views are Boston Road, so up in the northern part of the county. And we actually have one park off of Boston Road, one of our few parks, our only park off of a level B road. But Boston Road is another great one. So driving that one east ends up being a great one. Another one kind of close to Atlantic, Troublesome Creek Road. So you might drive on that to go out to Pellet Memorial Woods, but you can obviously keep going and keep going across Highway 71. And that one, actually, I think it gets better across Highway 71. So so keep going on that one. Another one, if you're in the southern part of the county, is Victoria Road. And that one's a nice long road. We actually have two parks off of Victoria Road. We have West Nottoway and Nottoway Park off of Victoria Road, and both of those are great spots.
Just good variety of trees?
Yep, good variety. Good. You're driving through more forested area versus our hilly terrain with our cornfields. So, yeah.
It's a good opportunity just to kind of get out. You never know what you might see in some of those areas, too, as far as wildlife goes.
Yeah, right. I was just seeing some deer this morning, so you might, especially deer and pheasant, and actually, down by Victoria Road, that is where our coveys of quail were counted in the count when we talk about pheasant counts and things like that. So,
lots of things to see.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. Well, you never know. Wild turkeys, all kinds of different types of things you might see just out there wandering around someplace. But you've got a lot of opportunity out there right now. As we said, the weather's really nice. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure enough folks probably take advantage of the resources that we have close to home.
Yeah, and we do have, a couple people call down to the office about just Cold Springs. Mm-hmm. Cold Springs is only sitting at that 50%. Turned already, so there is still plenty of contrast with the green down there as well. So
what else we got going on? Are there any other things that we should kind of get on our calendar coming up yet that you are aware of?
Our lighted Halloween campground is not this weekend, but next weekend, the 25th. And so Saturday the 25th is our free drive through the park, and you get to vote on the site, the site that you thought had the best Halloween decorations. And so it is non-scary. They're not supposed to scare at the cars, but there is usually some good things to see. Last year we had a bloody ER scene that they didn't really even use a camper. They used two easy ups. So, we have that coming up. And of course, we will have that's from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, too many people get caught up in spring and summer month activities and things. This is a great time of the year to go camping as long as the weather stays nice.
Yeah, and we'll be open past the 25th. We usually close the 31st, so we will be closing our parks on that week of the 31st. So.
Okay, so just because school's in and summer's over and all that kind of stuff doesn't mean you should pack everything up quite yet.
Yeah, well, and it's great bonfire weather, too. We usually roast marshmallows and have some s'mores and hot apple cider.
You bet.
That's the season.
Good family activities.
Yeah.
Good family stuff. Very good. So if you want to get involved in a Trumpeter Swan contest, again, just make that phone call and give them the date. It's best to do it early because only one person per date. And then also, as Laura said, all corners of the county have great places to go and take a look at some of the fantastic colors and things that you'll see. We've actually been pretty fortunate with all the rain we had this summer, because rain has a bad effect on
the
colors you'll see.
Yep.
But it looks like it hasn't had as much of a negative effect as I thought it would.
Yeah. And even that rain on Monday, it kind of staved. I thought, oh boy, here it goes. And it just hasn't gotten cold enough. And so they're hanging on.
You bet.
Not so turning brown on us.
Yes, as long as they stay on the trees, the wind and the rain don't blow them off, then we're still good to go. So get out and take a look, and maybe just a relaxing afternoon. Remember when we used to do the Sunday drive? Yeah, maybe it'd be a good time to do that again sometime here soon. Laura, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it so much.